As Reverend Jackson just mentioned, in the president's Nobel acceptance speech, he explored just war theory, a concept that's been debated and mulled over by Cicero, Aquinas, Augustine, John Locke, and in our own time, Michael Walzer. The earliest humans, the president explained, waged war because it was seen as a natural part of life, like floods and famine. But over time, the idea of what war meant changed. Here's an excerpt from the president.
The concept of a just war emerged, suggesting that war is justified only when certain conditions were met. If it is waged as a last resort or in self-defense, if the force used is proportional, and if, whenever possible, civilians are spared from violence.
But judging by these criteria, which wars now are just? Well, one of the seminal works on these questions is Michael Walzer's 1977 book, Just and Unjust Wars. Michael Walzer is a professor emeritus at the Institute for Advanced Study, and he joins me from his home in Princeton. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, Michael Walzer, this past week in his Nobel Prize speech, the president spoke at length about the moral justifications for war. Is Afghanistan, in your view, a just war?
Well, it was a just war when we started. We had good reasons for thinking that the people who attacked us on 9/11 had prepared the attack, not only in Afghanistan, but in close partnership with the government of Afghanistan. And that, I think, justified a decision. But then, in my view, the Bush people did just about everything wrong. President Obama inherited a mess in Afghanistan.
You have written that in Afghanistan, whether it is a just war any longer, the United States has to remain there because it has an obligation to the Afghan people. What do you mean by that?
Well, you can't invade a country and overthrow its government and fight inside its borders for 8 years without incurring responsibilities to all of the people who cooperated with you, to all of the people who came out of hiding as Democrats or trade unionists or feminists or educators of girls. All of those people would be at risk for their lives, if we just wiped our hands and walked away.
Michael Walzer, if the Bush Doctrine was about preemptive action, you know, that you don't wait to be attacked in order to take military action, is the Obama Doctrine emerging as one based on ideas that you outlined in your book, Just and Unjust Wars, as sort of a doctrine based on the just war theory?
Well, I hope it is. I think that would be a good doctrine. But just war theory can be corrupted and distorted like any other theory. Remember how the Bulgarians under the communist regime called themselves a people's democracy. The triumph of just war theory in American political discourse doesn't mean that we can give up the critical uses of the theory. We still have to scrutinize every action of our government and regularly and continually ask, is this just?
That's political philosopher Michael Walzer. He's professor emeritus at the Institute of Advanced Study and co-editor of the quarterly magazine Dissent. His book is called Just and Unjust Wars. Michael Walzer, thank you.
Thank you.